Wakey, wakey up. And Adam, we got ground to cover for your Tuesday. It is Snow FM breakfast, 5 minutes past six. Simo and Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, Simo. Got a big show today. Got a lot of stuff to get through.
Yeah, first things first, what I wanted to address was something that slapped me straight in the face, hypothetically, last night.
I see.
So where do you stand on the to be continued? Where do you stand on the... on that at the end of, say, I was watching, because I've been watching Oldie Worldie TV on some of those extra channels.
Yeah.
And then I was actually stumbled upon something I was getting really into, and then it gave me the old world to be continued. Because, you know, the new trend is just to leave you hanging.
Yeah.
But this thing actually, like, it shoves the hanging in your face.
And so, so what, you weren't happy with that? You wanted to...
No, I was like, oh, just keep going.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if back in the oldie worldie TV,
yeah,
they have sort of time.
Hmm.
You know, they don't have enough time to kind of get through it all. There's,
time
you know,
is a concept.
The next show has to come on.
That's true.
But yeah, so you weren't happy?
I wasn't particularly pleased. So if you had the choice between having To Be Continued written on there and not, where do you stand?
Look, I mean, it's nice just to say To Be Continued because that way, you know, it's not the end. It's awkward when they say to be continued at the end of a series.
Yeah.
And then they realise afterwards the series isn't getting renewed.
Oh.
So it's like, to be continued. Actually, no, it's not.
Miley Cyrus, Slide Away. She's dropped the video clip for that one over the weekend. I mean, I've got questions over the shoes that she wears in it, so make sure you check it out. Floating around in a pool in shoes. Why? Take the shoes off first.
Certainly very interesting.
Of course, all broken up from Hemsy. It's all been burnt to a crisp. 22 minutes past six. It is Snow FM breakfast. And speaking of breakfast, are you a... well, you're a sandwich guy.
I mean, yes.
Have you always been a sandwich dude in the mornings before the radio breakfast hours?
No, normally toast.
Toast?
I was a toast man.
Oh, how wonderful, because toast is the thing that's been launched into space. An FO rather than a UFO.
Yes.
So some students launched a piece of toast this week up into atmosphere.
They've managed to launch it all the way up into space.
Complete with a GoPro, so you could... It's like low-tech, okay. Elon Musk. You know how Elon decided he'd shoot a car out into...
No, yeah.
It wasn't just a car, was it? It was like his Tesla or whatever.
Something like that. But that's why he's saying school students managed to launch something into space.
So
that's pretty amazing.
Well, like, they look really young, but it's saying University of Technology, so...
Oh, okay, university. Well, still, I mean...
Decent.
Yeah. What did they launch? So they launched toast into space, is
not
that right?
Just one piece of toast, two pieces.
Whoa, calm down.
And so Vegemite as well was the spread of choice.
Ooh, not sure I'd go Vegemite.
Accompanying the toast was a GoPro camera, which documented the pioneered journey. And it took off from Muswellbrook, so it's about 7 hours from here.
Yeah.
So the group launched the Vegemite toast, and the toast was in orbit for around 90 minutes. It's a long time to wait for toast. It's quite cold up there too.
Do you like Vegemite?
Yes, I froth off the stuff.
You see, it's very much a love or hate thing. You love it, I'm in the hate camp.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if aliens get and eat the toast and don't like it, this could be seen as an act of war.
Potentially.
You know, this could be what causes aliens to invade Earth.
I mean, if they like it, probably the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
They want more.
Yeah, well, either they will come in peace or they will come with their guns and destroy us all.
Trade wars.
Yeah.
But the Vegemite, so it did 90-minute orbit and then it landed back down in a farmer's yard. What would you...
That's awkward.
Yeah, if you're a potato farmer or something there and you...
And just all of a sudden some toast lands from space.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly something that would be peculiar.
One of the students said, we had to knock on the farmer's door and say, hey, our Vegemite toast from space land in your backyard. Can we get it back?
And he said, oh, no, sorry, I've eaten it. I hadn't actually had breakfast, so it was quite nice. Dear.
Video of the toast's journey into space was actually streamed as well around the globe, so people were tuning in, sussing it out. And most of the comments, right, were preoccupied with how much Vegemite was spread onto the toast.
Okay, too much, not enough?
I think they're a little bit on the too much side of things, like too much Vegemite.
Mm.
But, I mean, I just go hard on stuff. There's nothing better. Toast, bit of butter, bit of Vegemite, and then you just, like, whack cheese on top, and you are away, my friend. Absolutely away.
No, that's disgusting.
Actually, I count down as well when I put the cheese on top, like a landing spaceship. It's like 3, 2, 1, the cheese is on. We are ready. This is Birds, it's Imagine Dragons. Up and Adam, it is Simo and Jordan for Snow FM Breakfast. Just gone 23 minutes to, and we're talking anthems.
Yes, Simo, you've been playing all the correct music so far?
Yeah, to my knowledge.
Someone has not been playing the correct music.
Yes, Macron. Emmanuel.
Well, it did happen in France, yes. I don't think Emmanuel Macron is in charge of playing the anthems at soccer games.
He's got to be held accountable.
What is he? President, Prime Minister, whatever they have of France.
Yep.
He wasn't the
Supreme Leader.
He wasn't the person who chose the CD.
No.
Okay, so if you missed it, in an international soccer match, France was playing Albania over the weekend. Simo, this is the Albanian national anthem, which should have been played.
Okay. I love this one. This one's a good one. I would like to say that out of all the anthems to get wrong or right, the one that you definitely want to get right is probably Albania's.
Yeah.
Because I would say that they're notoriously, potentially a bit aggro.
Yeah.
I reckon there's that stereotype that exists. So what did they play?
So instead they played the national anthem of Andorra.
Oh, man.
Which goes a little bit like this.
All righty.
So, to be fair, not a million miles apart.
No.
But still, you don't really want to be making that mistake.
I think my grandparents listened to that one while doing a bit of cooking. Big into the rissoles on a Sunday afternoon listening to that.
So they played the wrong national anthem. The Andorran team refused to play the game until the correct anthem was played.
Sorry, the Albanian team.
The Albanian team.
Not the Andorran one.
No. Did I say Andorran?
Yeah.
Whoops.
It's easy. It's an easy mistake.
It's fine. So the Albanian team refused to start playing the match. What made it worse was the stadium announcer accidentally apologised to the Armenian team. he's gone really wrong there.
Oh, wait, we don't need that yet? What?
No. So that one is... this is not the first time that this has happened.
Okay, right.
So back in 2012... At the shooting championships held in Kuwait, the Kazakhstan team won.
Right.
And instead of playing the Kazakhstan national anthem, they played the Borat version of the Kazakhstan national anthem.
Did they really?
Yeah.
No way.
And that's all of that song that we can play in this time slot.
Right, so...
It's very X-rated after that.
Jeez, hopefully they pulled it off, relatively soon.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, it played out in full. They didn't... the Kuwait people didn't realise that was the wrong anthem until afterwards.
No way!
Yeah, because, well, Borat, that movie was banned in Kuwait.
Yep.
So no one had seen it.
Right.
The Kazakhstani team was not too happy, got an apology and all that sort of stuff, but yeah. Don't play the wrong anthem.
What a time. So the one that's happened recently involves Albania, Andorra, Armenia.
Yeah.
And it happened in France.
Yes.
That's just I guess kind of forgivable. I mean, there's a lot of countries involved in that.
A lot of countries that sound similar, but still.
Was Armenia actually there?
Armenia, not Armenia.
Sorry, was Armenia.
No. Armenia is just Armenia is just in Armenia.
So they weren't even the ones that were playing the game against Albania.
No, France was.
Oh man, that's just a mess. Megan Trainor, No Excuses on Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan hanging out on the way to 7. And we've got a bit of Harry Potter chat to get done.
Well, Simo, you're still shocked that I haven't read the books.
I'm deeply actually upset with you in regards to that.
They made movies. I've seen them.
Yeah.
They made movies so you didn't have to read the books.
What would have happened if they didn't make movies, Jordan?
Well,
if they didn't make movies of Harry Potter, you would never have known.
Yeah. I'm sure they didn't make movies. I'm sure they would have turned it into a Netflix series or something like that. Then I would have watched that.
Oh, mate. The laziness knows no bounds.
Actually, come to think of it, Harry Potter remake is a Netflix series.
Don't want
to
strain your eyes from the reading situation.
But more than happy to strain my eyes from watching a TV for hours.
Yeah. Basically, I bring it up because apparently there's a school that has banned the books from the library, banned the books from appearing in kids' school bags, and getting onto school grounds, if at all, because apparently the spells might actually work.
Yeah, look, I don't want to break the news to that school.
Yeah.
But they don't.
No?
No, like Simo, Wingardium Leviosa.
I mean, I've got a passage here that I can read for you if you want. We can see what happens by the end of the show.
All right, go on.
I mean, this is like a first for you because you haven't read it.
If you can find a spell to make my voice better, I would very much appreciate that.
No, I've got the first paragraph here because apparently this is just as magic. Right, Mr. and Mrs. Dursley of Number 4 Privet Drive were proud to say that they were very much normal. Thank you very much. They were the last people you'd expect to be involved in anything strange or mysterious because they just didn't hold with such nonsense. Nothing's happened.
No,
no
nothing.
Magic.
Maybe. Well, nothing's happened. Maybe that is magic.
Okay.
Because maybe something was going to happen, and now it's not. So what school? Do we know what school this is?
Good old Tennessee.
Oh, so in America.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't want to abuse the school, but if they reckon that those magic's real, not sure how good they are going to be at teaching other stuff.
An email from Reverend Dan, he's a pastor there. He sent it to all the parents explaining that several exorcists had made the suggestion to remove the books.
Yeah, look, it's not a good advertisement for that school, is it?
I don't know, I could get around. If there were exorcisms happening at my school, I reckon I would have paid a hell of a lot more of attention. This station endorses... Jai Waitford's Figure It Out on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan with you for your Tuesday, 9 minutes on the way to 8. And, well, we've learned this morning, reading wasn't a thing for you at a young age, Jordan.
Well, no, I learned how to read. I know how to read.
Yeah.
Just want to get that on the record.
Okay.
I know, I was never one of those kids that would just sit down and read a novel.
Right, but you learnt to read. Well, that's good. What about other childhood activities? Did you ever play Monopoly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it ended up in, like, pretty much every game of Monopoly. It's either a fight, an argument, or just a, let's just end this now, I'm bored.
How did you go, typically? What was the, did you normally win, or?
Not really. What piece did you normally select? I normally went the ship.
Oh, really? No, yeah. I was a shovel. Not shovel, what are they
the
called?
The shovel.
Not the shovel.
What version of Monopoly were you playing?
The wheelbarrow.
Monopoly, the gardening edition.
Yeah, with that guy with the huge beard from ABC. Yeah, that was me, that's all I wanted. That's the only thing I ever wanted to achieve in life. No,
just to have a huge beard.
A bank error in your favour. Have you ever thought about what that might look like if that happened to you in real life?
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah. So the reason I bring it up is because a couple is accused of theft because they went on a shopping spree of $175,000 that was mistakenly deposited into their bank account.
Is that theft, though?
Is it? I ask you because how would you go about it? So let's say you go to get some cash out, not that you ever do because you don't operate in cash, but let's say we live in a world where you notice that there's $175,000 that has somehow ended up in your bank account. What do you do?
Look, I would certainly just take a moment just to compose oneself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't really know. I wouldn't go on a spending spree away.
Would you go to the bank? Would you call the bank? Would you call the police?
No, I think I'd call a yacht company.
So you would do what Robert and Tiffany did, which is they spent 2.5 weeks blowing through as much cash as they possibly could at ages 36 and 35. I guess want to live it up a little.
Yeah.
They bought, count it, they bought an SUV, 2 4-wheelers and a car trailer, a boat, and a couple of other purchases in cash.
So this money, do we know where it came from? Did someone else...
Literally, like Monopoly, bank error in your favour. So, like, the bank accidentally put the money into the account.
Well, that's the bank's fault.
Oh, so that's...
Yeah.
But they didn't spend it, Jordan.
Well, yes, this is all the bank shouldn't have put the money in their account.
So you probably end up with our dear friends Robert and Tiffany, who have landed themselves in court for theft. for 2.5 weeks of, I guess, money well spent, would you say?
Well, it's not theft, because it's not like they went to the bank and stole it.
No.
It was some idiot at the bank accidentally said, put transfer money, this bank account details,
yeah.
107,000 grand or whatever it was.
So you'd happily go to court for that, you know?
Well, I just hope they have enough money left for the court fees.
Yeah.
They haven't spent it all on
yachts
cars
and SUVs.
And yachts.
Oh, dear.